This guy, Brian, he's from Iowa, and he sent me this message, and I thought it was him. I thought it was really a good question on his part. I'm going to just read his question, read some of my responses, and then we'll go into it a little bit. But it says, what is your opinion on age to start training to gun noise? My pup is 4 months old, which I know is young, but I'm worried about my neighbor's obsession with fireworks, scaring him as he is an outside dog. Thought maybe if I get him used to gunfire prior to the 4th, it won't be an issue. So I think I messaged back to him. I said, I think the time is right when the pup is ready, not based on age. I use retrieve in the intro process, so that needs to be first in place with confidence in a very positive place. 4 months old, I would not likely be ready to intro gunfire. I think there's a lot to be risked, too early, and very little to be gained. As far as the 4th of July goes, I think preparation is the key. Not knowing what your scenario looks like as far as your neighborhood, I would try to get a feel for what risks there might be. His answer was, unfortunately, it's normal small to medium fireworks to be shot off randomly basically the whole week as it became legal in Iowa. My direct neighbor has also a big night that he sets off a big display that rivals most city fireworks, and it's close to me enough that makes my windows rattle. My plan was to have him let me know the night that he set off the big ones and probably just take the pup for a drive or get away from it. Just worried, without intro to that loud noise prior to fireworks, it may be a poor intro. I said, I think you can start on some very slow, loud noises and bangs in preparation, but remember to do it at a great distance, slowly and incrementally. Over the next 3 weeks, I think you can go a long way in getting a pup ready for what they might hear on the 4th. I would still use caution and have the pup protected the best you can over the holidays. So I'm just going to go into that in a little bit more detail because I had a chance to think about it. I also had a chance to train with a good friend of mine recently, and he talked about some intro stuff that he does, and I thought made a lot of sense. I had not done in the past, and I really like it. Also, I've got Spry here, and there is a gravel pit down the road from us. It's about 3/4 of a mile down the road, but they're blasting today. They've gone 3 times where they blasted and my house shook. A really loud boom. You may end up hearing another blast here while we're recording because all the windows and everything are open, but it shakes the house and Spry gets nervous. Spry does not like that. Spry is sensitive, was very sensitive to gunfire. She's not afraid of it. And we've overcome any hesitation that she has towards gunfire specifically because of the incorporation of retrieve. She just loves retrieve so much. That was the key for her to get past or beyond the idea of she doesn't like these loud noises. So that was one of the tactics I took with her. But it was a slow incremental process. And typically, normally, what I do is I have someone else at a long distance away firing a little cap gun. For a long time, my son would use a 410. And he'd be at a distance and he'd fire. He'd watch when I was retrieving with the dog, especially with Spry, who's really retrieve driven. I would throw something, he would fire. A lot of times he's so far away, she barely responds or reacts to it. And then I'd send her for a retrieve. And then we'd slowly work our way closer over a matter of a week or so until there was an understanding that that gunfire wasn't bad, wasn't anything reason to freak out or anything, actually was started to get associated with some of this retrieve. That's a very simplified way that we did it, and have had success doing it that way for years with lots and lots of dogs. I start someone else at a long distance away. Now, my buddy that I was training with this weekend, his name is Craig Korpf, and he's a real, real knowledgeable guy. And I can learn stuff from everybody. I can really learn some stuff from him. He was talking about how he likes to not have a second person involved when he intros these dogs to some of these noises. His approach is himself. He wants to be the guy. And it made a lot of sense because he said, you know, my dog's ultimately the most comfortable with me. Now, I like the idea of it being me next to the dog for sure. when in having the gun fire at a distance, he likes to be the creator of the noise, knowing that his dog has a lot of trust for him as well. And he's big on, he's a very patient guy as well. He's not in a rush to do things. So he's doing these things a little bit longer down the, further down the road as well. But he'll start out at a distance and he's pitching a bumper and making some noise himself verbally. Hey, 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 hey. And then he's clapping and seeing what that dog does. And you think about it and you go, man, he's just clapping. It's nothing like a gunshot. But I'll tell you what, you can get some pretty quick, loud cracks by just clapping your hands. And so he likes to do it himself with this, make some noise, clap. See what the dog does, make a retrieve, we're good. Make some more noise, clap louder, before he's ever bringing in a gunfire. I think with a young dog especially, that's probably a really nice a technique that I'll probably try. I usually don't get, I am conscious of young dogs. Let's say like your dog, this guy's dog is gonna be 5 months old, so it's 4 months old when he messaged me in June. The dog in those couple months that you've had it, you know, you got it when it's 2 months old. It's 4 months old here when you message me, so you've had it for 2 months. If you've been able to go for 2 months without that dog ever hearing anything loud, like, it's hard to do. They're going to hear loud things, especially when they're real little and you're not thinking about it. And you got to be careful to try to avoid really loud things. But, you know, doing some walking around and clapping when they're little, we do. Getting pots and pans out of our drawers in our house when the dog is on place is banging and loud. And I'm not beating on the pots and pans, but just literally taking them out of the cabinets makes some banging. Somebody drops a pot on the floor and bang, 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 bang. That alone can get a little bit spooky for a young pup. So we want to make sure that we're not getting them skittish when they're real little. Use those chances as opportunities for training. When there are those things that happen, something falls over in the garage and makes a big loud bang and the dog puts its tail between its legs and kind of scoots away from it. You see that, call them to you and tell them how good they are. Let them understand that something following that loud noise isn't scary. It's dad gets happy and I get praised, and start to connect some positive things to it prior to when those things come up. Use them to your advantage. So that's when the training really starts, to intro to gunfire. Anytime there's a loud noise. Before there is an unexpected loud noise, I recommend building in some loud noises. And loud noises is a relative term. Clapping your hands can be a loud noise. Dropping a pot on the floor or a pan can be a loud noise. Replicate things that potentially are gonna happen, so they happen when you want them and you're ready for it, and your dog is able to respond really quickly to the dog and connect some of this positive stuff. Now, when it comes to like you preparing for 4th of July, you're not gonna probably replicate some of the booms that are gonna happen. I do think, and you've got an outdoor dog, it says, I would bend the rules maybe a little bit and bring the dog in when you know that's gonna happen. I do think it's smart to talk with the neighbor and let them know, hey, I've got this young dog and I wanna make sure we don't scare the hell out of it. Could you let me know when the big show is gonna be? Because you know it's coming and you know it's gonna be big. If you wanna leave, leave during it. If you don't wanna leave, at least bring the dog in. Don't leave the dog out on its own. Because if the dog's out on its own and this stuff's going on, he has nobody to comfort him. He has nobody to say it's okay. We don't want that. So I wouldn't hesitate to bring the dog in. Bring the dog in and put it down in the basement. Put it in a crate down in the basement. Don't make it be the first time you've ever put the dog in the crate, because that's a traumatic enough experience. But this is all preparation stuff. Put it in a nice soft or a nice safe, comfortable place. Put a blanket over the top of the kennel. You get down in your basement in a kennel with a blanket over the top of it, the loudest booms in the world are muffled greatly. So I think you want to prepare for that. And so a lot of you guys over in the next week, the fireworks will start. And so I think the preparation, the understanding of it, that it's coming, is really key to your success in navigating through it. If you have the opportunity, 4 months to me is a little young to introduce gunfire. I'm sure people do it, and I know people do it. I don't know. It's like what I said to him in the message. I think there's a lot to be risked going too early, very little or nothing to be gained. I don't know what you gain by introducing 4-month-old dogs to gunfire. You're not going to hunt them.